Another high-profile departure from the Trump administration. President Trump's United Nations ambassador, Nikki Haley, is leaving the administration at the end of the year. Haley is holding her cards close when it comes to the reasons why. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has our story.
Both President Trump and Ambassador Haley are making clear they are departing ways on good terms.
She's done an incredible job. She's a fantastic person, very importantly, but she also is somebody that gets it.
Sitting side by side in the Oval Office, Haley was equally effusive about her boss and his family, praising Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, as a, quote, hidden genius. She also tried to tamp down the talk of a presidential bid before anyone even asked.
For all of you that are going to ask about 2020, no, I'm not running for 2020. I can promise you what I'll be doing is campaigning for this one. So I look forward to supporting the president in the next election.
That's so good.
The former South Carolina governor says she just needed a break.
I was governor for 6 years, and we dealt with a hurricane, a thousand-year flood, a church shooting, a school shooting. There was a lot. And then to come in and do 2 years of Russia and Iran and North Korea, it's been 8 years of intense time, and I'm a believer in term limits.
For Haley, a stint at the UN has been a good resume builder for a future political run. The daughter of Indian immigrant, she's a businesswoman turned politician who had little foreign policy experience until now. In her resignation letter, she touted the successes she had in getting the Security Council to pass tough sanctions on North Korea and an arms embargo on South Sudan. And she says she stood up for Israel, beginning to roll back what she calls the UN's relentless bias against Israel.
Now the United States is respected. Countries may not like what we do, but they respect what we do.
A longtime UN watcher, Richard Gowan, doesn't go that far, but says Haley herself earned the respect of her colleagues there.
She can be very tough on the UN and very tough on other countries in public. But in private, she is a deal maker, and she has secured some pretty important bargains at the UN, such as sanctions on North Korea, that have served the US well.
Gowan, who's with UN University, a network of international research institutes, says the Secretary General also worked well together with Haley on UN reforms.
I think there is considerable concern around the UN that Haley will be replaced by a less flexible unilateralist, rather in the mold of National Security Advisor John Bolton, and that the next US ambassador to the UN could take a more slash-and-burn approach to the organization.
President Trump says he'll fill the job in the next few weeks. Bolton, a former ambassador to the UN himself, is likely to have a say in that. Since he came on the job, the U.S. pulled out of the UN Human Rights Council and the Iran nuclear deal. The U.S. also recently cut funding to the UN agency that helps Palestinians. On Iran and Israel, Haley has been in line with the Trump administration. She only hinted at differences on other topics, but was careful not to be seen as leaving the administration for that. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.